What makes someone eligible and what do they need to do?
Well, the first thing that makes them eligible is that the counties they're in suffered a lot of impacts and losses where they have been part of the declaration for assistance. And that will come out when the governor's request comes through, the president does a declaration, and we identify by county where individual assistance. So there will be areas that won't be declared. There will be areas where the hardest hit impacts will be declared. So if you're in a declared area, the first step is to register with FEMA by calling 1-800-621-FEMA or go to disasterassistance.gov. And this is really it's a process, but it's pretty straightforward. You register, we send an inspector to where you live. You don't have to be a homeowner. We look at the damage. What we're looking for are uninsured losses and impacts, and then we make a determination based upon that what you may be eligible for. And that could be everything from a Small Business Administration disaster loan or direct grants, which may be for losses or for housing assistance. But it's always based upon need. It's not based upon a set formula that everybody gets the same amount of money. So the first step is if you're in an area that's been declared for individual assistance and you do have losses due to the storm, register with FEMA. We'll send the inspectors out. We'll determine the impacts and what assistance may be available.
Do you need any kind of documentation, or if an inspector comes out and sees the damage, that person decides?
Well, that person will look at the damages, but we also go, you know, do you have insurance? We also ask kind of some screening questions to kind of get a sense, would you necessarily have such a financial impact that you would require a grant versus that you may qualify for a Small Business Administration loan? And the thing we tell people, if you get that Small Business Administration loan package, you need to fill it out, because until we know you're denied or you're not eligible, we don't go with the grant. So it's always based upon a kind of triage of need. Insurance first, loan second, and then if it's something where you don't qualify for the loan, then it would be a FEMA grant. But here's the other important point. I want everybody to know, FEMA programs won't make you whole. It's really designed to get you through those first critical steps, and then we work with a whole host of other federal programs. And I think one of the things we have the advantage here in the state of New York is your governor previously served as the Secretary of HUD, and so he knows a lot of the other federal programs that we're going to need for the long-term recovery here in New York.
Let's use one of those New Jersey towns, for example. A lot of those towns are underwater. A homeowner loses almost everything, just about everything. What might they be eligible for?
Well, probably the first thing we want to look at is, do they have a place to stay? Our goal will be to help people that are currently in shelters or staying with friends and families to get a longer-term solution while we look at what's going to be needed to repair their home, if they're going to be able to repair it. So the first step would be housing assistance. Then we look at loss of contents. We look at things that they may... Average amount, people go, what's the average amount? It's like, it's always case by case. And that's why, again, sometimes neighbor by neighbor may get different amounts depending upon what they lost, what kind of insurance they had, and what their needs are.
And so over what period of time might people expect to, how long will it take to get a check?
It depends. Early on, as soon as we get the calls come in, we'll have inspectors go out. Generally, we try to keep about a 2 to 3 day turnaround time. Sometimes it's 4 days to get the inspector out there. If the individual or the family is going to be looking at an SBA loan, they're going to have to do the application. That could take, you know, a week or less. A lot of our programs, where particularly the housing assistance, as soon as we identify the need, verify you were part of the disaster and we get assistance, a lot of this we'll get in days. But it really is circumstance, case by case. We work to get things done quickly. We want to be thorough. The other thing is, people may initially get a letter saying you didn't qualify because there wasn't enough information or we didn't see enough damages. It doesn't mean that there isn't assistance. We just need more information. So if you get a letter from us and you registered, we try to tell in the letter why or what steps we're still doing. But where we can find that the assistance is needed and we are able to make those determinations, we try to get these things turned around in days, not weeks or months.
And would that be a full payment or an interim to get people on their feet and then a further assessment?
It could be interim. Again, the first thing we usually look at is, are people looking for a place to stay? And we know that, particularly in this part of the country, in the urban areas, oftentimes renter's assistance can get them a place to stay for a longer period of time. You know, some parts of upper state New York, we may be looking at temporary housing. There may not be anything to rent in the area. So it's always case by case. One of the things we're working with the state on is a housing task force to look at this, both in New Jersey and New York and the other states impacted that are going to look at these needs. So we tend to, again, you know, people want to, well, is there a certain number, or should I expect this, or my neighbor's going to get something different from me? The answer is it's always case by case.
You talked about means. Do you look at how much families make, how much they have in the bank? How does that work?
Yeah, you know, again, it basically comes back to is it's always based upon need. So we do look at what's the family income, are people employed or unemployed, do they have any resources or funds. You know, obviously the goal here is to treat with respect and dignity each family, but it's case by case and based upon needs. And so in the initial screening call, when they come in, is trying to make sure they're in the county that has been declared, trying to get a sense of what the damages are, but also getting some information about insurance history. Did they have insurance? And we know a lot of people didn't have flood insurance, which, you know, really makes this more tragic because they don't have any protection. So what are their incomes? Or do they have the ability to pay the loan? Sometimes we're able to make that determination in screening call that may go straight into the grant program. And then as the inspectors get out there and get a sense of the damages. But throughout this year, for the floods and tornadoes, our goal is to get these things turned around in days, not weeks and months. Again, if we find that we don't have enough information, you don't get initial assistance, we tell people this is just the first step. So if we're not able to help you now, we may need more information. But ultimately, there are going to be people, they have the resources, they had insurance, they were covered. Again, this program is always based upon need. I mean, this is the taxpayers providing this assistance that, you know, ultimately what we want to do is make sure we get people help, but really based upon their financial ability to take care of themselves, their insurance, their ability to pay back a loan. And then if that's not possible, then the assistance they need to get through the initial steps. But again, it won't make them whole. And if you looked at all of our programs in individual assistance, if you want a maximum number, it's a little over $30,000. And very rarely do people actually get that amount. And you know, people talk about averages. I go, well, it's really disaster specific. But think about it. If I've lost everything, I lost my home, I didn't have insurance, and the maximum I'll get, which is unlikely, is $30,000, it's very unlikely, you know, I'm going to be made whole. But this is, again, a program designed to get you started. And that's why we work very much with everybody from HUD, which deals with a lot of things like community block development grant dollars, really with the affordable housing challenges we have, as well as things like the you may not think about, but in upper state New York, the Farm Service Agency, part of USDA, where they have programs out there in rural communities. So we know that there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be needed long term. Our programs are really just to kind of a jump start to help the immediate needs. But we recognize this will not be quick. And the other thing we tell people, just because the cameras go away and people aren't putting us on television, FEMA will still be here. We'll be here for as long as it takes to support the state and local communities recover.
You mentioned the fact this is the taxpayers' money. I'm sure you've heard a lot about this. How concerned are you that partisan politics in Washington might keep people from getting the money they need?
Well, we're focused on what we're doing, which is our job, getting information out, trying to get the stuff that we need to do to support the response. The other thing we're looking at is making sure that we have the funds available to continue the what we call the crisis response and also support individual assistance, which that would be the funds that would go to people that are registering right now for assistance in the states that have been declared. So, you know, we're focused on that. We are working with the White House on what potential funding needs will be. But we're still very early in this as far as what the dollar figures look like. And again, I know that for a lot of people, and having been through this for a long time, you know, it doesn't seem we can move fast enough. But this is going a lot faster than I've experienced in other disasters. And we want to keep moving fast. So we're going to focus on the most immediate needs. We're going to focus on the emergency response and supporting the governors and their local communities. And we're going to focus on the survivors and their needs. And then we're going to look at what's going to be the long-term recovery costs and what kind of funds will be needed for that.
Do you think the money will be there?
Well, as you know, I've been asked this question numerous times, and you know, we have a lot of discussions, but we always seem to come through for our citizens. And so, again, I'm going to do what we need to be doing here, which is supporting the governors and focus on that. And again, I trust Americans will come to each other's need in a crisis.